I spent a lot of time in the 70s and 80s in Lincoln, and I was here last year when we were doing Woman in White. So I have a very happy relationship with the Lincoln Theatre Royal. Yeah. It's always nice to come back.
You'll always be the Doctor to many.
Well, yes, indeed, yes. And long may it continue, because my connection with that excellent programme has guaranteed me some kind of career in my twilight years.
You're still looking good on it.
Anyway. Bless your heart.
Was it... You were the sixth, weren't you? I was trying to think who your assistant was.
My first assistant was Perry, played by Nicola Bryant. And then my last three stories were with Bonnie Langford, who started off with Sylvester McCoy, who followed me.
Do you still meet any of the other Doctors?
Oh, all the time. I shall be meeting Tom, Peter, Sylvester and all the living ones.
Yes.
On Saturday, we're going to be in Milton Keynes.
How wonderful.
Doing a kind of signing session. We're all going to be there together.
And you have the distinction, Colin, don't you, of actually being in Doctor Who before you played the Doctor.
Yeah. I played a character called Maxill, who got to shoot Peter Davison, who was my predecessor.
Did you enjoy that?
So it's a very good way of getting the job, isn't it?
You were desperate to get the job. I was interested to see as well, you went to Rochdale. You moved to Rochdale with a family in your early years. So do you put yourself down as a northern lad? Or?
Well, I don't remember the time before that, because I moved up to Rochdale when I was a couple of years old. My parents came from London and my father was moved by his firm up to Rochdale. So I spent from 2 to my 20s in that area, Rochdale and then Manchester.
You don't seem to have that Cyril Smith this trademark accent.
No, because, I did have when I were young, but it was knocked out of me at home because my parents came from London. So I used to speak like that at school. And then I used to talk like that when I went home, because my parents were sort of London, really. And then when I went to drama school years later, of course, in those days, you had to be, Queen's English.
Yeah.
Now, they don't crush
just
local
do that,
accents.
Just do that Rochdale accent again for us.
Oh, for Rochdale, like Cyril Smith, he were a great lad. He wrote to me once asking me to open a fete for him. And I wrote back saying I wasn't available, but... if he became Minister for Arts, could he be a little bit more kind to the theatre? And he wrote back to me saying, if the Liberal Party ever get in, you can be Minister for Arts, which I thought was very nice of him.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, but you were originally going to be a solicitor, weren't you? You changed careers.
Yeah, I did my 5 years articles in a solicitor's office in Manchester.
So what happened? Why did you change?
Just as I was nearing the end, my father had a heart attack and a stroke, which left him incapacitated for the rest. He lived a few more years, but he was virtually gone, bless him. And I will say, in the words of the song, I thought, is that all there is? The legal profession is a very noble one, but it wasn't one that fired me with any great zeal. So, and I'd always wanted to be an actor, and I'd done a lot of amateur work. So I thought, well, I'll give it a go. And so far, I've managed to make a living out of it. Whether that will continue depends on this week.
Did you, just get back to Doctor Who, and it's bound to keep cropping up, we'll talk about the final test in a moment. Did you ever realise the significance of what that playing that role would mean, years and years on?
They were at great pains to tell me before we even started, before they offered me the job, you do realise this will take over your life. I was pretty much aware that, it was... a key role in British television, and that has remained so ever since. There was that period of 11 years from late 80s to when it came back. I think I was aware. I went to one convention in America in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Patrick Troughton and myself, lovely fellow he was, and there was something like 50,000 people turned up. And we started signing autographs at 9 in the morning. We're still going at midnight.
Really?
I mean, it really was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's not quite as busy as that now. But, I shall be in Milton Keynes over the weekend, and I'll be constantly talking to fans and signing autographs, having pictures taken with them.
What do you make of the way it's evolved now? Because it's quite scary at times. I watch it from behind the settee sometimes.
I think it's really fantastic. I think they've rediscovered what Doctor Who ought to be. It's kind of... in the same area as Roald Dahl, who knew how to really scare children, so parents might be a little bit worried. You've got to get them behind the sofa. If they're not behind the sofa, you're not doing your job properly.